It's ETF of the Week time here on Money Life, and that means I'm joined by Tom Lydon. He's the editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information, ETFtrends.com, not just for Tom's picks and what he sees is happening, but for anything you're interested in learning about ETFs, from soup to nuts as an investor, from what's going on and what's happening in the ETF world, to what the developments are, to who's closing funds, opening funds, changing funds, what are the latest trends in terms of management, and of course, the latest trends in terms of what the market is telling us. You put it all together, like I said, ETFtrends.com, on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Market Vectors Gold Miners ETF, ticker GDX.
Ooh, the Market Vectors Gold Miners ETF, ticker GDX. A couple of questions here, Tom. Gold, really? I mean, gold, downtrodden for a long time. So that is kind of nerve-wracking for folks. And then you want the miners as opposed to holding the physical metal. So why this ETF now?
Bear with me, Chuck. I'll try to spit it out quickly, but there's a little bit of a story. So first of all, 30 days ago at the end of December, or a little bit more than that, we found ourselves with our first rate hike in a long time. And the Fed really felt that there were going to be as up to 4 rate hikes in 2016. However, current economic news, poor earnings, problems in China, global economies have fallen off, and markets have fallen off tremendously. With that, the prognosis for our higher interest rates has changed. The street feels that there will probably be only 2 hikes at most, and some are even feeling that the U.S. economy may be heading into recession, which may force the Fed to actually increase monetary easing again. If that does that, the gold as a metal will become a little bit more in demand. Most of the global demand for gold is outside the U.S., and gold, for the most part, is priced in dollars. So keeping the dollar lower by not raising rates is a really good thing for the price of gold. So now, as we're sitting here looking at gold knocking on $1,200 an ounce, that also is a great thing for the miners. Profitability increases as the price of gold increases. And if it costs about $700 to get an ounce of gold out of the ground, that profit margin increases. And for the first time in a while, we're seeing that that may be extended. The other thing is, as we look at trends, and you and I always talk about it, gold miners, for the first time in 18 months, is now above its 200-day average. And that just happened in the last couple of weeks. So if you're a trend follower and you've been down on gold, but you're looking for opportunities where maybe other areas in the market have been upsetting, this is something to consider.
Is it something that you are considering as long as the 200-day moving average is there? That is your ceiling. So if it crosses back under, we're out, and this could be a short-term play. And where's the money coming from? Because, of course, gold is normally something that people use as a hedge against inflation or what have you. Is this coming from your cash reserves, or are you taking this out of things that are in the market to get more of your money away from a market correlation?
Yeah, both great questions. So first of all, if you're an asset allocator, you probably already have some allocation into gold or gold miners. It's important to understand when you look at your allocation which is which, because they often do not correlate, number one. Number two, if you're a trend follower, you're probably sitting on a lot of cash right now, as many major markets around the world have gone below their long-term trend lines. Very few are above their trend lines. So I would look at your overall portfolio being mostly in cash right now, number one, maybe having a lot of bond positions, as bonds surprisingly are above their trend lines right now. But miners and gold itself maybe combined being 10% of your overall portfolio, and watching that 200-day average very closely.
If you already have gold and you have physical gold, this is a case of split your allocation so that you get that benefit of some on the mining side, some on the physical side?
I think so, and for a few reasons. Although the price of gold has declined dramatically in the last 3 years. The gold miners themselves have been even worse. So it's one of those situations when the price of gold increases, actually the price of the stocks of the miners increase tremendously more. So if you're looking to play the trend, make sure you're not just in physical gold itself like GLD, but you're using miners like GDX or even more aggressively GDXJ, which is the junior gold miners, and you're going to get that much more of a bump. But as you point out, they can be volatile and can go down as quickly as they went up.
It is the Market Vectors Gold Miners ETF, ticker GDX. And perhaps the most important thing to know in terms of Tom and Tom's style is GDX is trading back above its 200-day moving average. That, of course, the trend side of ETF trends that Tom follows the most. That's why it is a buy and the ETF of the week. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, he's the editor of ETF Trends. Go to ETFtrends.com. Follow the site on Twitter at ETF Trends. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Well, that's a great start to today's show, but we've got plenty more coming. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.